Well, good morning, folks. This is Lenny Lawson, the Car Guru. We are getting closer, ever so close, to that remarkable day that we all refer to as Thanksgiving. Although, you know, I hear that there are some people even protesting that name now. The heck with them. I'm going to have, and I hope you enjoy Thanksgiving with whoever your loved ones are. I hope that you were able to get together. I was watching all the stuff going on at the airports and lots of crowds being able to get processed and get on a flight and get to where you need to be. But this is a busy time. It's a hectic time. You know, I think about my past with my parents and growing up and my kids and all that stuff. And it's just so easy to let the pace of the season overwhelm, you know, what it's all about. And, you know, just all the consumerism and you know what I'm talking about. It can get out of hand. And you know, the priority, I think, is just to be with people that you love and also to help serve those who don't have anybody, you know, somebody who is an empty house on Thanksgiving. If you know people like that, reach out to them and try to bless them in some way. And, you know, there are plenty of opportunities to serve our fellow humans. Too often we get so wrapped up, I do sometimes, in buying things for people that they don't need you to buy anything. They would just like to have a nice letter or, you know, some quality, what do they call it, quality time, right? It's where your cell phone is maybe in your car and not in your hand, away from you, and you're not constantly looking at pictures to show to somebody else. Isn't it funny how that happens a lot when a group of people get together? They all want to show off their pictures, and they're just digging into their phone. You know, they say something, you know, somebody says something, and then immediately they go to the phone for, well, let's Google that, or to show family pictures. That all of that stuff needs to be set aside. Let's just do that. Want to? Let's just set that aside for the holiday season. I'm going to try. It's hard. You get addicted, right? You get addicted to that little screen. And it's just become a part of our bodies. And I'm venting a little bit right now. But I am accusing myself of the same thing. I'm in personal therapy, you know, to try to rid myself of this addiction of the cell phone or the personal, what do you want to call it? And it's not really a cell phone anymore, is it? Isn't it just like a personal window to the world when the world is the last thing we need to be thinking about? We need to be thinking about the people that are with us, not the ones that are, you know, somewhere else. My grandson has a cell phone. He's 12. And, he's 13. Sorry. And he had a big football tournament in Pigeon Forge this past weekend. It was a monstrous tournament. I think it's called the Battle of Rocky Top, and there's like 200-plus teams come from everywhere. He played 3 football games, 2 football games in one day, and ended up winning the quote-unquote national championship. Beat a team from New Orleans, and they were really impressive. They had beaten the first two opponents they played by more than 30 points. And Cannon, my grandson's team, had beaten their opponents by, you know, high 20s to nothing. Nobody had even scored on them. Well, when Cannon's team played the team from New Orleans, Cannon's team won 30 to nothing. So he's a national champion now. And I said, well, don't let that go to your head too much, but enjoy it. Enjoy it while it's here. But we've got all the clan going to be here for Thanksgiving, and we are excited. It's fun to watch the girls plan, you know, for who's making what. That's just so cool to watch and participate in as little as I do. I got to entertain the youngins, and I'm excited about doing that as well. Okay, well, let's talk about cars here for a few minutes. As far as the School of Defensive Car Buying, you know, this is a school that we created to help people deal with the lies and deception and also just bad service sometimes that you get, the inadequate service that people get when it comes to buying and getting their cars repaired. And it's not just new car dealers that are guilty of this. Used car dealers can be as well. You know, there's a lot more used car dealers that, well, you know, that number is probably equalized a lot, but for many years, there were a lot more used car dealers than there were new car dealers. But over the last several years, used car dealers have been going out of business left and right because they can't get cars. New car dealers have decided that they're going to vertically integrate. And what I mean by that is they're going to sell everything they trade for. You know, whereas they used to wholesale a lot of inventory that was not their, you know, kind of a generalized inventory. They would trade for a motorcycle. They would wholesale it. Trade for a car under, you know, $4,000 or $5,000, they would wholesale it. If the car had any kind of damage or needed extensive repairs, they would wholesale it. Well, now dealers are keeping stuff and retailing it because the used car market is very hot. It's hard to get used cars. And so, you know, that's what it has really changed, and it has affected the ability of your typical corner used car lot to be able to survive. But right now, this time of year, you know, you're going to be seeing a lot of really heavy advertising and promotion. You know, we stay pretty general. We're trying to maintain name awareness. You know, so if somebody thinks about buying a vehicle, we want them to think about Gateway. Our inventory situation has improved to a large degree, but still, you know, there are shortages everywhere that you go. And every new car dealer does it differently. I've been talking to other dealers recently, well, this week, about how they pay their salespeople and what are they doing in this really weird market where we are, where transaction prices are much higher than they used to be, and salespeople don't have to sell as many cars as they used to in order to make a living because the average transaction price is up. So there's more commission to be made, is what I'm saying. Now, there are a lot of dealers that have gone to a non-commission type of arrangement. Don't let that fool you, though. Just because salespeople are non-commission doesn't mean that you're going to pay less for a car. You know, they are these dealerships that pay on, you know, that don't pay a commission, a percentage of the profit. They're paying on volume. And so, you know, a salesperson may sell, you know, if you sell five cars, you get $300 a car. If you sell, you know, from 5 to 10, you get more. From 10 to 15, you get more. So there's still an incentive to sell as many cars as possible. And as far as the dealership is concerned, they're going to have certain standards as far as profitability. I mean, the dealership has to be able to make a profit on the cars. And in recent times, the car business has been very good, except for the lack of inventory. So that scarcity makes prices go up, right? That's what inflation is, and that's what we're seeing, scarcity. Leading to higher cost of just about everything. But from an advertising standpoint, there's a couple things that I want you to watch out for. And this is something that will miss a lot of people. And specifically, there's a type of mailer out there that is the buyback mailer. And this is a piece of mail that basically looks like they are offering you a confirmed price for your vehicle. And we'll talk about that here in just a second. Okay, we're back. We're in the School of Defensive Car Buying right now, and this is a special class that I'm offering about interpreting buyback offers. Okay, so we've all gotten them. I get them too. I have a mailbox, so that means I'm getting them. And when I see them, I just laugh because some of them are just so fake. Here's one from a area dealer in East Tennessee. It even has fake handwriting on it. It looks like somebody's been marking on it and writing. Like this one has it's all printed in black, but it has a note on there. Call me as soon as, or ASAP. And then it says a salesperson's name and his phone number. Well, that phone number is going straight to what we call a business development center. It's not a person. It's fake. So, you know, there is no person with this name that probably even works at the dealership. But this was a special offer one of my listeners sent to me, good friend. I won't say who he was, but he had a 2018 Honda. I won't tell you what it is. And this particular offer states that the average market value is $22,862, but the authorized purchase amount says $27,434, and it's got a circle around it. in fake blue ink. And it says confirmed. And then right below that, it says sell us your car and we will give you an additional $5,000 cash. Remember my old rule? It says what the large print giveth, the fine print taketh away. That's what most people don't even bother. They say, oh, wow, I can get $27,000 for my car that's just worth $22,000. And it's confirmed. So you go down to the very bottom, and it says when to bring the offer in. Okay, here's this first thing. It says all prior sales not negotiable. So in other words, if you bought a car like last week, then you don't get this number. If you went and traded with them, and you basically got less for your car than what they're offering you now by mail. Now, you bought it last week, and you get this in the mail, and it says, hey, your car's, we only gave you $21,000 for it, but your car is now worth $27,000. And you go carrying this letter into there, they're going to say, no. They're going to turn you down because it says all prior sales not negotiable. Next line, prices are good on days of publication only. What the heck does that mean? Well, to me, that means when they produce this little fake letter, what the value of your car, that's what your offer was on the day they produced that letter. Now, today is not that day. Today is a week later, and you have this in your mailbox, and you're holding it in your hand, but you didn't read that. So they go in, you go to the dealership, but they could easily just say, because of that, so, well, that was the offer last week. Your car's not worth that much this week. Are they going to do that? Yes. You know, if you see this number, authorized purchase amount, there's no way you're going to get that number. I can just assure you that's just the way it works. Let's see what else to say. All offers approved credit to qualified buyers. Okay, that makes sense. All offers cannot be used in conjunction with any other offers. So let's say that you know that an internet sales price is an offer. You know, offer does not mean when you are presented a purchase price in the dealership. An offer could be the price that's online. So you go in and say, yeah, I was online on your website and I saw this vehicle and I want my $27,434 off of that price. Oh, no, no, no. You can't get that offer and get $27,000 for your car. Why not? Because you didn't read this little mouse print down here. It says not all customers will qualify for all factory rebates either, of course. Well, I mean, that makes sense. See dealer for full program details. So they don't have everything printed in here. There's not enough space. Here's another real kicker, okay? It says on this offer, so if we give you $27,434 for your car, it says dealer retains all factory rebates and incentives. Now, not only is that illegal, but it's also unethical. So in other words, this $27,434 offer is totally bogus. Imagine that. Customer will receive $500 cash once the transaction is finalized. Remember that little offer says, sell us your car and we will give you $500 in cash. Well, you got to finalize the transaction and we receive a clear title free of any liens on your property. Purchase amount is an estimate based and may vary due to mileage and overall condition of the vehicle. All purchase amounts are estimates and will vary depending on the exact trim level of your vehicle. I thought they knew what your car had. I mean, this was authorized purchase amount. It's got a number. It's got what your average market value is. I mean, how could they give you an average market value and a number if they didn't know what your vehicle had on it? And it's also been confirmed. It says here, right here in blue handwriting with a circle around it. That's just not fair. But people fall for it because they don't read the fine print. So if you get something like this in the mail, and you will, you'll get multiple ones. You'll get one from probably just about every dealership in East Tennessee. Well, probably, you know, there's a lot of dealers that don't use direct mail and don't do these offers, cash offers for people. This is, it's an effective form of advertising. Not on everybody, because some people don't fall for it. But that's an amazing number. Hey, just imagine, though, that you bought one last week from this dealership. and you traded with them on a new vehicle that they sell, and you they gave you $18,000 for your car, and then this thing hits your mailbox, and you said and it said authorized purchase amount $27,434. What would you do? Would you call them? Would you go in with this in hand? I certainly would. But you're going to lose. They're not going to do anything because it says there's an asterisk. I always have a hard time with that word, asterisk. All prior sales, not negotiable. Are you going to be mad? Are you ever going to trade with them again? Are you going to try to turn them into the Better Business Bureau? They don't care. They already got your money, and they want to make you happy. You may just be a very forgiving type and just decide to continue to do business with them. You know, again, this is just a marketing thing to build traffic, and what it does is it gets people to come in to the dealership or call in. You know, that sometimes people will go online and go through the BDC, the Business Development Center. That's what I would do. You know, if I got one of these letters, I'm going, before I waste my time and go into the dealership, I'm going to call the little number here. And I'm going to ask to speak to, well, I mean, the person answering the phone is going to be a girl, probably. They dominate BDC. Sometimes you'll get a guy. But you say, okay, I want the details on this offer. I want you to tell me exactly, okay, on this vehicle that I want that I found online, am I going to be able to get this $27,434 off of the sale price on that vehicle? And if they tell you yes, you can send me a buyer's order. And I want to have this in writing that this is what you'll give me. Not subject to anything. Not subject to, you know, if my vehicle has, this is the equipment it has on it. It has this many miles. It's got a dent in the right rear quarter panel, a Walmart dent. You know what those are. Shopping cart, a getaway shopping cart. You know, if it has that, tell them. You know, speak to the salesperson, have him talk to his manager, nail it down before you go in. And then when you go in, if the game changes on you and they start hemming and hawing about what's going on, you need to leave. You don't need to put up with that nonsense because it's just not right. And I think too many people fall victim to that. You know, what happens is they get all excited. You know, it's right around the holiday season. They've been wanting a new car for a long time. And, you know, one of them looks at the other and says, honey, come on, let's just go ahead and do it. You know, we want this car. We can afford it. And, you know, and then they got taken advantage of. And it's just, it's sad. I'm not saying that all dealers are crooks. I just say that some of these mailers are very deceptive, and you need to nail it down before you go in, because once you get in there and sit down in that seat across from the salesperson, that's when the pressure comes, and that's when, you know, you get ready to leave, and then there's sales manager, a nice guy comes in, sits down, introduces himself. So, folks, what can we do to put a deal together? And then the negotiation starts, and folks, they're a whole lot better at negotiating than you are. I don't, you know, you may have bought 25 cars in your lifetime and you think you're an expert negotiator, but they sell 150 cars a month and they negotiate, they sell thousands, they negotiate, they've seen it all. They've got a lot more experience than you do. And they know how to capitalize on emotions. And folks that, well, just think about all the times you go to the grocery store and buy that Globe magazine. You didn't go in there to buy a Globe magazine. You went in there to buy some bananas, but you go up and they have all that point of purchase stuff, and you're just looking and say, you know, I'm gonna get this National Enquirer and this Globe magazine, and I'm gonna get some Tic Tacs and a Baby Ruth. And so you buy all this extra stuff, and then, you know, you didn't need any of it, and that's what happens. I mean, people make emotional purchases, and that's just something that you got to avoid. We'll take our last break and be back here in just a minute. Folks, we will be on the air Thanksgiving morning. I know that you were really wondering, you're really concerned about it. Is Lenny going to come into our home or invade our private space in our vehicle with his radio show? And I am. But I do want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. and hope that we can all keep things in perspective the way we're supposed to. Put cell phones up, turn them off, enjoy your family. You know, if you got youngins over there in the corner and they're sitting on the cell phones too, turn them off. You know, it's just such a disruption. It's okay to go outside and throw football or, you know, talk to each other and, you know, talk about life and happiness and laughter and jokes and do crossword puzzles and or, you know, big puzzles, whatever you do. My family likes to put together puzzles. They'll sit there and just chat and put all the pieces together. And, you know, that's a good thing. Watch some football. Disconnect. Let the tryptophan kick in. Take a good nap. I was disappointed. My wife says we're going to be eating late, so I don't get to enjoy that afternoon nap after I'm full of turkey. So I think we're eating at like 5 or something like that. So breaking tradition just a little bit, but that's okay. I'm not in charge. Trust me. Well, happy Thanksgiving to everybody. But I will see you tomorrow, and we'll have some good information for you from the Guru School of Defensive Car Buying and Trading. We might even talk a little history tomorrow. You never know. Well, thank you for listening to this edition of My Car Guru, and we will see you. If you guys, we are closed tomorrow at Gateway, but if you're interested in coming down and checking out what we've got down here at Gateway Ford and Gateway Nissan, love to see you. I'm going to be here Friday and Saturday, and of course, we're open Monday and Tuesday. We're closed on Sunday. So look forward to seeing any of my visitors, and if you've got something old you want to sell, any old cars, I've been crazy buying some stuff lately. Just got another 66 Mustang that I'm going to have an opportunity to buy. Bought a 56 Thunderbird I'll tell you about. Interesting history on that car. We may talk about that tomorrow. You never know. So thanks again for listening to this edition of My Car Guru, and we'll see you tomorrow.